Blog Talk Radio.
I'm so sorry.
Is the show on now? Started?
Yeah, we're live.
Okay, this is a John Link show. This is me, John Link, occultist, anarchist, researcher, what else? An actor, yeah. And the show tonight is a birthday celebration for Nick Grabowski. Happy birthday, Nick.
Good. Thanks, John.
Yeah. It's your birthday. You can cry if you want to. So, Nick. Oh, John. Yeah, Nick.
Yeah.
So, John wants to talk to you.
Yeah. Yay.
Yeah, happy birthday, Nick. How old are you?
Geez, I'm like 5. Actually, I'm 49. It's one more year and I'll be the big 50, like everybody always talked about. You'd always go to Spencer Gifts in the mall and they'd have all these big 50 T-shirts saying old fart over the hill.
Yeah.
I'm not there yet, but
Yeah.
I'll be saying the same thing when I'm 59. I'm gonna be 60 in a year.
Yeah, well.
Mm-hmm.
Probably should live as long.
Yeah. Well, Nick, let's see. How do you feel on your birthday?
I'm about to cook him a big fat steak.
She's what?
Oh.
I'm about to cook Nick a big fat steak, and he's got some potatoes that we fried with some bacon, egg, and cheese. And we're going to cook him up a couple of salmon fillets, too. So, he's about to get a big fat birthday dinner.
This is like a 4-day birthday because I get my son, Charlie, tomorrow for the weekend, and we're going to celebrate on Saturday. So it's just going to continue on through the weekend. I told everybody they don't have to, like, do any, like, anything really. They don't really have to do anything special anyway in the first place. But, I mean, if they're gonna, it doesn't all have to be today. It could be, like, stretched out because I want to, like, have my son involved too and stuff.
Yeah, I guess you're laid back there in California is what they say. Is that true?
Yeah, it is true. You know, we're way back there in California.
Oh,
wherever
wow.
California is. I know is it's the state of insanity.
Oh, yeah. I heard you have a drought there. Is that true?
Yeah, it is true. Yeah, unfortunately. Even my mom complains about it, so we can't... we can't, like, do laundry whenever we feel like it. And these are my mom's rules, not even the state's rules. She's paranoid because of the state.
Turn the faucet on and nothing comes out?
Yeah, very much. You wouldn't be able to tell that it's a drought unless you turned on the news, quite frankly.
Yeah.
But apparently there is, like, a big drought. I don't understand. There's a big ocean right next to us. Why can't they just... with all the technology that they have to, like, transform water into being drinking water. You know, they can't just take some from the ocean next door. I don't know.
Yeah, they
but
have
it's
to
like,
desalinate it.
Yeah, but they don't do that. I guess it costs a lot of money, and hence the farmers are all, like, complaining. And they, well, I know that a lot of the produce has gone up and stuff because of it. So, Yeah, I'm still going to grow my own vegetables and water them whenever I please. I think they actually have a task force that goes around and drives around and checks to see if anybody is wasting water. Like, if they're watering their lawn to the extent that it flows out into the street, they get fined. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so a big brother is watching.
Yeah.
Watching the people that that do the water thing too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Nick, what have you been doing lately?
I've been trying to finish the last few releases of Black Bedsheet books for pretty much the rest of the year so I can concentrate on sales. I've got like a couple more titles and an ebook and stuff. So that's all I do is Black Bedsheet, just sit at the computer and like just, you know, put together books and try to sell them things and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I want to try to get away from sitting around at the computer and actually going to bookstores and doing signings and or talking to books. So actually, you know, just doing physical work. I can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
My body is like, you know, after you sit around in at a computer for a while, you start getting hemorrhoids and things. And there's all kinds of stuff. So anyway, I can't wait, but I can't do anything until I finish the rest of these books out and putting a period on it. You know what, though? I'm really excited about the Black Hamster TV that I have on Vital.com because usually, I put it out there to advertise Black Bedsheet books and stuff, make little commercials and things, and the content is like short things that I get from YouTube and from what some people send me, like filmmakers with their shorts and stuff, and I throw it all on there. You know, the bigger I get with my company, the more financially capable I will be to expand all these things like Black Hamster. And so, I mean, I've been getting like maybe 20 views at the most at the same time. I've got like 120,000 hits altogether so far with Black Hamster, but only like 20 or 25 people maybe watch it at the same time. Well, the other day, I looked I've been playing it all week, and I looked at it the other day, and it was like 270 viewers at the same time all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
And me and Frenzy watched it go up to, it peaked at 415. And people are actually watching it. People must be on like Vital.com where there's a lot of people broadcasting from their webcams and things. One person must have told somebody else.
Would I be able to access it on my cell phone here?
Uh-huh.
You can. Would I be able,
Yeah, Vital is accessible on cell phones. You have a smartphone?
Well, it's an Alcatel One Touch Evolve.
Oh, but you could get like you could get web streams off the internet
on it. Yeah, I could get YouTube.
Oh, you should be able to get Vital.com. On there. It's not broadcasting right now, but I'm just because 450,000, like, I can't believe how many people watched it at the same time. So I'm beefing up my content, and I've been creating like extra commercials all day and stuff, so that in probably a couple of hours or so I'm going to make it live, and then I'm just going to just let it, it's like 4 or 5 hours of content, and I'm going to let it loop for about a week or so and see what happens. I'm just getting ready. I've been spending my whole birthday on the computer still, but I'm doing mostly like Black Hamster stuff, fun stuff that I like to do, like putting commercials together.
Yeah, would I be able to access that at any time or only at a certain time?
Only whenever I do broadcast. You could access anything at Vital.com, but when I broadcast, I'll like make announcements on Facebook. And when I do, it's not going to be like, okay, it's going to be for 3 hours and that's it. It's going to be for a whole week. So so all you have to do is just watch out. But it's going to start tonight, though. I plan on starting to broadcast it tonight, and it's going to stream like in five-hour intervals for the next week through next week. And I'm going to see if I could get a bigger audience than even 415. Oh, you know what, John? You know, I have some of your stuff, that I got off of YouTube that I put on there from time to time. Yeah, little tidbits of some movies that you've been in that people posted on YouTube. Uh-huh. Yeah, like that one, the apes, and then the disco ball.
Yeah,
and certain things, yeah.
We got callers.
Oh, Francie says that we got callers. I'm going to give the phone to her for a second. We've got callers, John.
Oh, wow.
Area code 408. I think I know who this one is.
Oh, yeah, you should, since I am the co-host of the show at times.
Joe!
I don't really know my name.
It's Joe Quinn.
That's right, Jim Lee.
Yes.
I was just calling in to wish Nick a happy birthday, since I got a text through Facebook or a message saying, hey, we're live if you want to call in to wish Nick a happy birthday. So I said, why not? I'll call in. Gee, no, I'm not calling in to wish Nick a happy birthday. It's my birthday, damn it. No, I'm just joking.
I'm just calling to say happy birthday, Nick. I hope it was a good one besides working on the computer all day. And I know
It's been good. Actually, it officially started last night, too. Francie had a couple of people over to celebrate.
Well, you're friends, too.
And,
No, it's like I actually hit your Facebook twice with birthday wishes. Because my cell phone kind of said, hey, you know. You was sort of like telling me, you haven't, you know, posted anything for Nick's birthday. So press one. Could do that, and I kind of went like, "That's all I did."
Oh,
I just redid it, and just there you go.
Oh, it's Francie. We got. What are you? She's like, "Oh, there's more callers." And she's like, "Well, you were talking, while you were talking, Francie was like motioning the numbers with her fingers, and I'm going, I can't count when I'm trying to pay attention to what Joe's saying." So, but yeah, I guess we're
people.
Yeah, we'll put everybody on. 954-512, you're also live.
Hey, it's Mick.
Hey, Mick, it's Mick Collins.
What's going on, y'all?
Celebrating Nick's birthday.
Happy birthday, Nick.
Thanks,
birthday.
Mick.
Thanks.
People are actually calling on
the cell phone. Yeah, speaking of Mick Collins, too, with the little black hamster commercial spots that I've been working on, I'm getting to do a little thing for Night Shell Overtake, just like commercial spot. Yeah, I plan on gathering a couple of Lovecraft things from the internet and meshing it with your book and stuff. You'll see it. Once I'm done with this. And I'm broadcasting it on Black Hamster and stuff. I'm going to put together a little compilation of some of the little TV spots that I've done for like you and some of the others and put them all together and probably post it on YouTube so you could all see it use it and stuff. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, this is the fun type of stuff that I like to do.
That's always fun.
Yeah, one thing that I can't stand doing is the editing part, is looking at manuscript after manuscript and things and just like editing, going through and proofing and stuff. I like to do the art type stuff and like doing the commercials for Black Hamster and things and stuff. That's always pretty fun. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do, so the good comes with the bad and it all works. You can't really have a publishing company without being an editor too.
Yeah,
that's
very true.
Yeah. that day. And I guess every single job, no matter how much you love it, there's always like little, you know, oh, God, I got to do this. But, you know, that's what happens.
Yeah. I'm at work right now, and that's been my entire night.
Oh, I bet.
I'm almost out of here, so I don't mind.
Yeah, well, hopefully one of these days you won't have to anymore. Maybe you'll get a bigger and bigger name and more books, and then pretty soon you'll like have fans lining up around buildings. And you won't need to.
You might as well dream big.
Yeah, ain't that the truth?
Cool. Well, I just wanted to pop in real quick and wish you a happy birthday. I got to get back to work.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll talk to you later. Thanks a lot.
No problem. Talk to you guys later.
Okay.
Bye.
Mm. Hey, bye.
Do we have any other guests?
Is Jeff Carroll?
Boy,
is Jeff Carroll on?
Happy birthday.
Okay, 954.
Happy birthday. Hey. Happy birthday.
Wait, who is this?
This is Jeff.
Oh, it is Jeff. It is Jeff. Yeah. I knew Jeff Carroll called in. Oh,
it is. Hey, it's Jeff.
Yeah, I'm wishing you a happy birthday, and I'm getting ready to get out here to the World Horror Convention tomorrow. So
you haven't gone yet. Okay, so you're just leaving tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Okay. I've been paying attention to your posts and stuff. I just... speaking of, I don't know if you were listening to what I was talking about, but the whole like Black Hamster web stream that I'm doing, I just got finished doing like a 60-second commercial spot for It Happened on Negro Mountain.
Oh, yeah. So it's going down.
I wanted to get with you before you went to the convention, too, but I've been like so busy with everything, trying to... Yeah, it seems like that's what I'm always doing is trying to, like, meet deadlines and try, and I'm always falling behind. But
you
know what to do at the convention. I have no doubt you're going to do a great, great job. I'm glad that you're going. It doesn't look like, it seemed like other Black Bedsheet authors were going to go, but like me, we didn't, like, nothing like came through, probably money with everybody. Especially like me trying to get from California to Atlanta, you're gonna meet some incredible people. It's gonna be like you're never gonna forget the experience that you're gonna have for the next few days.
Well, I hope so. You should have mailed me some postcards or some promo stuff from Black Bedsheets just so I can have it. It'll be another event.
I wanted to.
I couldn't afford it.
I couldn't afford it. But, you know, the thing is with that is once I start, I've been telling everybody, once I get the last few releases done and I focus on sales, then I'll be able to do things that I haven't been able to do before necessarily. I mean, I've sent people postcards and things at conventions and stuff to pass around before. It's just that everything is just all like kind of trying to get organized and to a point where I can, like, proceed and go without, like, worrying about putting out more books, focusing on sales and marketing, and, like, actually being more hands-on with conventions. So once I'm free with that, I'll actually be able to, like, book conventions for myself again, thank God. But I really wanted to. I just couldn't. So you have to go just with yourself and what you bring. But, I mean, that's going to be good enough. I mean, at least, you know, other conventions, hopefully I'll be able to send you material so that you could pass it around. You're going to be meeting a lot of people, and as long as you've got like flyers and stuff of your own though, don't you?
Yeah, I did a full sheet spread with some information on Negro Mountain on it, so it would be a little bit bigger than your normal bookmark and just a little blurb from the story. So I just want build on the legend of Negro Mountain, and that helps the story as well.
Yeah, definitely does.
Well,
that's
well,
like,
I'm glad you're having
you don't have a table, you'll just be co-mingling, or are you going to actually
They have an author author meet and greet, so I got a table
there.
Mass
author signing. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'll be there, and they have another event, another type of author meet and greet type thing, so I'm going to be a part of that as well. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to being around people who scare people with their lives for a living. So it'll be real nice.
Yeah, it's going to be really good for you. You need to, like, really immerse yourself in it. That's part of our business is right there. I mean, we both write books, and I publish, but, you know, and it's horror and stuff. You're going to be right in the middle. And I think they're doing the Bram Stoker's. Aren't they still at the Bram Stoker Awards are going to be there. Yeah, so that's like right in the nest of the queen's nest right there of horror, hive.
That's what I'm looking forward to. I'm just happy you have another birthday, and I hope you have many, many more. I know it was last year was a tough year, and I'm glad you prevailed. You know, got real horrific, if you must. And I'm glad you pushed through. So it's a real happy birthday celebration for you.
Yeah, thank you. I really, really appreciate it. And
well,
Jeff,
take care
of
yourself. And I'm coming out
you
to
too.
California this summer. I'm coming to Comic-Con. So I don't know what my travel arrangements are, but I'm going to hook up something so maybe we can meet. Maybe I can get a signing. I know there's some stores. There's a real horror store in L.A., so maybe I can do a signing or something like that because I'm coming through L.A. So I'll let you know. I'm going to see if I can work something out.
Jeff, come to think of it, too, if you're going to be in L.A. for that, I might be able to push some buttons for you to be to do a signing over at Dark Delicacies in Burbank down there.
That's
the most important bookstore that you could sign, and I could talk to Dell, who owns it, and I signed there. That's when I did my book signing with Clive Barker there, like 10 years ago, he'd love to have you. I could hook you up. So let me know after the convention and stuff.
Okay, I'll hit you on Facebook.
Okay,
all right, thank you,
Francesca.
All right, and happy birthday.
Thank you, Jeff. That was badass that you called in. I knew Nick would really enjoy that.
And I want to meet you, too, this summer.
Oh, heck yeah. Just for your accent alone, it's going to be – you were a great guest, by the way, and our numbers were fantastic when you were on our show.
We got to do it again. I'm trying to sponsor a big field trip out to Negro Mountain so we can go ghost hunting and make this a fiction story real relevant to everybody.
Hell yeah, I am 100% down for that. We got to do that.
Let's make it happen. Okay.
I totally agree. Thank you so much for calling in.
Okay, good night. Enjoy the show.
All right. Good night.
All right. Bye-bye.
Wow, pretty cool stuff so far, Nick. See how many people like you?
Yeah, sorry, John. I didn't mean to. I know that you don't have that much time on your show. I didn't expect him to call. I needed to, like, say a couple of things to him. Oh, we got another caller.
Another caller.
Okay. Area code 916. I think I know who this is. I believe we work together. That's
hi,
the reason we worked at Papa John's together. He wanted to call him to wish you a happy birthday.
Hi, Nick. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah,
are you surprised?
Hey there. I got to tell you this. This is my buddy at work. We trained together. We went through hell together, like hell week, all rolled up in one. And she got to know you, Nick, and she wanted to call in and wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, great! Thank you.
And when I got off work late at night, she would like say, "Don't drive. We live down the street from each other. I'll take you home." So, yeah. Hey.
Hey, Francie.
Yeah, so Nick, do you want to say thank you for calling in?
Yeah, thanks. That's great. That's really cool. That's cool.
Yeah. So
you're awesome. Hope you had a good one.
I'm about to kill him. He still is. Yeah, we're about to fix him a big fat steak. He picked himself out a big fat steak for his birthday dinner. And some salmon.
Oh, wow. That's
so you
cool.
coming over, Marie? You want to come over for a birthday?
Yeah, everybody come over.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah. Marie, you live right down the street. You can come over for a birthday dinner.
Right now?
Yeah, come now. Right now.
I want teleportation
to
be possible already
be
so that people like John Link can like come over here right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be
awesome. As long as teleportation is safe, of course.
I think Brian's still trying to figure that part out.
Don't want it to be like that scene in Star Trek The Motion Picture where, oh my gosh.
Have you ever seen The Fly?
Yeah. I don't know why my mind went to Star Trek. The Fly is one, the Cronenberg Fly with Jeff Goldblum, that's one of my all-time favorite movies.
Well, I prefer the original.
I like the original, too. I like the original, but there's something that draws me to, like, well, the original is a tragedy. Something that draws me to great science fiction tragedies for some reason. I think the remake of The Fly was a lot better production-wise.
Yeah.
Even though the original was a classic that was great, it's just... Man, you know, they were going to make like a sequel, not The Fly 2, but Flies with Gina Davis, and the offspring were twins, and it was never made. I wish it was. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a great birthday present to have like a, have somebody deliver like a offspring of Brundlefly to me, so I could like, put it on YouTube and go viral.
Yeah.
He could be my mascot and sell my books for me.
Mm.
Stand on the street corner, Brundlefly, buy Black Betchy books. Mm. Yeah, the military would come and like put him in a cage and say, "This never happened. This never, you didn't you saw nothing."
Yeah.
Well, I am having a good birthday so far. I'm getting some good juicy content for Black Hamster ready.
Mm-hmm.
That's really, you know, the thing is too, Black Hamster was kind of so important to me that last year at Christmas time when my dad wanted to help me out with my business and get me a better functioning computer, I was particularly interested in getting something where you could actually stream like live video feeds without like...
Mm-hmm.
Without it slowing down or people not, like, being able to watch it right and stuff, something that, you know, I can do it on, the proper equipment. And I got it. It took me, like, 4 months? January, February, March, April, May, 5 months to actually get Black Hamster restarted again. So if one of these days I can imagine myself in, a mini corporate, like, little office setting where I'm pointing fingers telling, okay, you do that, and you do that. And one person's in charge of Black Hamster.
That was cool,
one of these days, maybe. But, one of these, and then I'll say, okay, John Link, now you go and make this movie. Here's $50 million. Make this movie for me.
Mm-hmm.
You can do whatever you want with it. Just bring me something that's entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
I love John Link.
Yeah.
Thank you, Francie.
John Link is indeed a great talent. He is a great, great unsung talent. People should watch his stuff more.
Yeah,
they should actually move him over to California where they make more movies than any other place in the world. So that they can actually put him in a movie that he'd actually get a little ticket one day and say, you're invited to the Academy Awards.
Oh, well.
Yeah, we all hope for stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who else is on? Is anybody else with us? Nope. Just me and you, and Francie just went to the party.
Yeah.
That was great. Well, you know, Francie, like, she was, like, about 5 minutes after eight tonight. She had to go out for something, and I got this phone call saying, Nick, John Link has a show tonight, and I don't know what to do. I'm hurrying back as fast as I can, but can you pull up the switchboard? And I was kind of in the middle of something, and I was saying, you know what? If you told John Link that you have a show tonight, you've got to, like, remember. And you're responsible for that. You got to, like, be here on time and do that. You got to be out. And she said, it's your birthday thing. And I said, oh, that's right. You did say something about it. And then she came back home and, you know, like, trying to get it on with the switchboard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ed Young is at a party now.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what kind of party?
With Tom Churchill.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I've been meaning to talk to Tom. I want to, like with Troma, I want to do novelizations of, you know, get novelizations of people's films and stuff. And Churchill, he has... like some good stuff that, you know, I could assign one of my authors to, and we can make a book version of the movie that can tie into the movie and help sell it. You know, things like that.
You know, two of the earlier movies I was in were made into comic books.
Oh, which ones?
Playmate of the Apes and I forgot the other one.
was the Playmate of the Apes the one that I was talking about, the one with the disco ball and stuff?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's what it was called. Okay. The clips I got from YouTube, they never really said what it was called.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think. Maybe they did, but I didn't catch it.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. Ah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's, I didn't know that. Do you have copies?
Oh, of the movies? Yes, somewhere.
Oh, do you have copies of the comic?
Yes, somewhere.
They
may be still available.
Oh, they might. I might have to look them up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was talking to your parents. I was like, oh, Nick's author is called in to wish him a happy birthday. They're like, they did it?
And on short notice, too, I was really surprised with Jeff.
Yeah.
Well, I thought he was at the World Horror Convention already, and I was going, darn, I wanted to talk to him. Like, and I did, though, on your show. It's funny how things work out.
Yeah, that was so awesome. That's because your authors love you. And John Link, people love you too, man.
Oh, well, thanks, Francie.
I do. I do. I know Joe Flynn loves you also.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're really sorry that you missed the Monday night show with the Return of Cameron Scott, part two. Here's what we're going to do, if I can make a quick little plug on my show. Sunday night, we're going to have a fun show where we're just going to do call-ins and people can talk, you know, and just have fun. And Monday night, we're going to do a show Monday night again with special guest Monique Dupree. Monique Dupree is like a classic, and like this is a big show for me. I've been trying to beg her to be on my show for like two years now, and we finally came up with a date. So because she's always been so busy, she couldn't do it Sunday because, of course, Sunday is Mother's Day.
Right.
That's what we should base the show on.
Mother's Day. The movie.
Mother's Day. The movie.
Our day is Mother's Day.
There is a Mother's Day movie. That's
absolutely. Yes, there is.
Okay, you know what? Mother's Day is a Troma property.
Is it Troma?
I think Mother's Day bought it. I don't think they came out with it initially. I think they bought the rights to it. And they
it always goes back to Lloyd Kaufman. The man, he's like the Wizard of Oz. He's like the man behind the curtain saying.
Has John ever done a trauma movie or something?
Have you done a trauma movie?
Never have. But in one of the movies I was in, Lloyd had a small part in it.
Oh, I knew that you worked with Lloyd somehow. He's a really cool guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know.
John is actually.
Yeah, that movie was Bloodbath and the House of Knives.
Bloodbath and the House of Knives. Yes.
Yeah. Mhm. Yeah.
Very popular movie, actually.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm. I love John.
John would actually go good with Troma if they used him in some of the.
I totally agree. John Link would be perfect for Troma.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You need to get yourself over there.
Yeah.
On your head, your portfolio.
Oh yeah. Mm. You should do that, John.
Yeah, I should. Yeah, I didn't put together a portfolio yet.
All right, John.
Yeah.
I will make you a portfolio.
Oh, thanks.
You don't have things. How do you get in low budget movies and stuff? How does that happen?
He works for the same people.
In my case, how I got started. Well, I knew Conrad Brooks, and Conrad introduced me to Carl Petri, who was making this movie, Ironbound Vampire, and I was in that, and he liked me, and Carl introduced me to the people at EI Independent Cinema, which he was doing work with at that time. And then I was in, a bunch of their movies.
Yeah. Okay, those videos that are of you on YouTube, could I make that into an actor's reel and send it to you, and then you can, and I can make a clip of it for you? Do you have permission?
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I needed to know. Okay, then I'm going to make you an actor's reel. And I'm gonna send it personally to Lloyd Kaufman.
Yeah.
How's that sound?
But don't put those comments underneath.
No. I know what you're talking about there. No, I'm just going to do the. I got a program on my computer that I can download the YouTube clips.
Uh-huh.
And it's just the videos itself.
Great.
And I'm going to make you an actor's reel. And I'll send it to you so that you can view it before.
Oh,
and
great.
There's going to be no comments or nothing. It's just going to be your actor's reel clip.
Great. How would it be? Would it be on a DVD?
I'm going to send it to you. I should probably send you a DVD copy of it, but I can email it to a couple of people that I know also, and
great.
I'll keep it on my electric drive also, and let's get you some work, John.
Yeah, I sure need it, yeah.
Okay, this is what I've been waiting to hear you say, because I think you're a fantastic actor.
Oh, thanks. Oh.
You are. You are fantastic. I've watched your movies. And, in fact, mm-hmm. it got to the point where I was fast-forwarding the movie just to get back to you.
Oh.
Because you were so entertaining in all the movies.
Mm-hmm.
So,
which
yeah.
ones have you seen?
Okay. That one with the Dracula porno girls.
Okay.
I will talk to John about this in private.
Mm-hmm. I know how to do it. I can figure it.
Yeah, we should totally promote John Link.
Yeah, great.
Let's do it. Are you ready?
I'm ready, yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to do it. Okay.
Great, yeah.
All right, John, the British woman is about to cut us off very shortly.
Happy birthday again, Nick.
Yeah, happy birthday, Nick.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Yeah. That was really cool.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
John Link, send us off on your show, John Link Style.
Hey, this is John Link on the John Link Show. Tune in next Thursday. I don't know what I'll do, but I'll think of something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll help you out with this one.
Maybe I'll send you some of my authors to interview.
Dude, it's like 9/11 our time. It's 9/11
mm-hmm.
our time.
Oh.
Okay, here you go. Here's Susie Palermo.